This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Beau again. So today, we are going to talk about recent developments in D.C. and how those developments may affect things in other locations. We're going to talk about how fast things can get to where they need to be to start having an impact. And we're going to talk about the starting point for a lot of the stuff that needs to move, because there's definitely some confusion about that, and there's been a lot of questions, and it is certainly worth going over. Okay, so the aid package passed the U.S. House of Representatives, the aid package for Ukraine. From here on out, it should be relatively smooth sailing. Once it is signed by Biden, that is when stuff can actually be released. The thing is, it's not all in the United States. A lot of it is already in Europe. As far as how long will it take? Days. Days. From the time it's signed, days. For a whole lot of the components, and most importantly, the components that are needed the most. Stuff for air defense, the 155 shells, that stuff will move very, very quickly and be in Ukrainian hands. There's not going to be a long delay like there has been with a lot of other equipment. This is different. Most of this stuff, the stuff that they need right now, it's ammo. It's not high-tech stuff that's going to be debated. There's no giant logistical train that needs to be built for it. It's all ready to go. I've heard some people joke and say that it's already being loaded on planes. I don't think that's true. At the same time, though, if I found out it was, it wouldn't really surprise me. The only reason I don't really think it's true is because a lot of that stuff's already over there. So now that it is moving, the legislation is moving, it's not going to be a long process for the Ukrainian military to actually get their hands on what they need. So what are the effects that this is going to have? Russia has been making modest gains as far as territory. They have been paying an incredibly high price for those gains. And they have been going up against a Ukrainian military that has, in essence, been rationing ammo. That's about to change. I am certain that Russian military commanders are incredibly unhappy with the news that came out of D.C. They are not happy with the U.S. House of Representatives right now. I would imagine that Ukrainian military commanders are probably opening bottles. It will have an impact on the field very, very, very quickly. From the moment it's signed, there will start being changes, because a lot of this stuff they're not actually out of. They've been using it at a slower pace because they were concerned about running out. Now that they know more is coming, they will probably release those reserves. The situation on the lines there is about to change. So to those people who were wondering, is this a process that takes months? No. This should move very, very quickly for for the stuff that they've been saying we're out of. You know, we're having to ration this. We can't use as much as we were. We can't use as much as we need because we don't have enough. That stuff, most of that is already sitting in Europe. It's not going to take a long time. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.